feel good.
You're back.
Yeah, you know, every week it's always progression, and they're really taking care of me, the training staff and the strength staff, so it's healing up as it should.
Wade Phillips said he will use the playoff game as a little bit of motivation for you guys. How big of a motivation is that?
You know, I think anything is a motivator when you just sort of think about the past of where you could sort of, you know, correct yourself from and how you can play better. And we sort of used that playoff game and the game that we played against them during the season of how, you know, they attacked us, how we played. And you got to sort of think about your past a little bit and not really hash on that, but where you can improve from there.
Is the lesson from that game, if you don't bring your A game, you can get beaten this league?
I think when you, you know, think about that game, you know, you're going into a hornet's nest. Especially going up into Indy, you know how, you know, good they play at home, but also what type of team, a caliber team that they are. And they, you know, the record right now doesn't show that, but you can see how every single team, they played them down to the grit, you know, two overtimes and playing the team just maybe losing to a field goal at the end. And especially now they're going home, and they have a lot to prove, and we got to go in there and play well.
When you watch Luck on tape, you kind of caution yourself that though he struggled this year, you've seen him at his best. I mean, I guess how do you reconcile the guy you played against last year with the one that's clearly struggling this year?
I think it's the same guy that we played last year. You could see, like, the last game when he played against Carolina. That's the Luck that we, you know, people are always used to seeing him running around, making plays, stringing plays out. I mean, he was a top guy last year at, you know, after the play type long touchdowns, and I think he had like 40 last year. I mean, that right now the numbers don't show that, but that them last minutes of that last game, you can see that, you know, he's getting himself back, and he'll be ready for this week.
How does his size change things? Just the sheer thickness.
He's a big he's a big dude, man. You know, when you go, you know, when I first played him, you know, some quarterbacks you can just hit and they'll just go down. He doesn't just go down. Nah, he's one of those type. You want to do like a slash type guy, like a running back mentality with strength wise, but can also be elusive and run and string plays out. So you don't know when you you know, beat that tackle and you're able to make that play. You have to be for sure to get him down, because sometimes you can, you know, jump on him and guess what? He'll still throw the ball. So you got to be able to stop him in his tracks.
On the surface, a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers seems similar to Andrew Luck, and you did very well containing him. What are the particular challenges that Luck presents that Rodgers does not?
I think both of them are the same type caliber quarterback, but with Luck, he's one of those type guys where it's going to take sometimes two guys to bring him down, and he picks the fight. One of those quarterbacks where he'll drop back deep, but he'll come back in the pocket and throw a javelin. And that's what he's been doing, you know, really well when he's been making the play. So you got to make sure you can't have those A and B gaps open to where he can, you know, seep in there and make those big plays.
Is there anything you can take from the film last year? Or are both sides so different with your coordinators that it's really almost a different game now?
I think both sides are very different, but you got to take on the mentality of there were plays that needed to be made. In the third down type plays, those big type of plays, late in the game. So it's almost like you got to take the mentality of playing a consistent game the whole time, because he's one of those type guys where, yeah, he can be down or he'll be up, and he's not going to let the gas pedal off. And you got to play 60 minutes against him.
They've shown an ability to come back on teams when you've watched some of those comebacks. Have the defenses been doing something different? Is it just that offense kind of clicking to life?
And that's one thing that, you know, we've really been looking at. You have to be able to corral him. You know, sometimes if you're rushing the passer, he's sitting back there and you get a little tired after a while. And now he's starting to run and you're chasing him and you get a little bit more tired. And that sort of sometimes slows the rush down and on getting pressure on him. Then he sits back there and he picks the cornerbacks apart. So it's going to have to be hand in hand to where the guys up front, we're going to have to be able to corral him, get pressure on him. And the guys back in the back, like we told them last week, it's going to have to be sometimes where you have to cover the guy the second time to give us enough time to get pressure on him.
Defenders on this defense, DeMarcus kind of fed off this idea you guys are underdogs, they weren't happy with the fact of being underdogs. maybe playing the no respect thing. It seems like that might be out the window now. Does that change the mentality of the defense that now maybe there's a little more of a target on this team's back?
I think when you look at now that there is a target, you got to sort of heighten that fire up and put a little bit more gas on it. Okay. You can't think about you have arrived or you know you've gained respect. We don't think about it that way. Okay. Even we were in practice today, and we're like, you know what, there was a mistake that we didn't make last week. We need to make sure we correct it so it don't happen, and not let that dead egg, is what we call it on our team, sort of eventually start stinking. And so we trying to really get out there and try to, you know, strive for perfection, and that's every week.
Have the coaches been more vocal this week, I think, trying to kind of get that edge, or has it been the players?
It's been the players, even from starting in the huddle and maybe starting a couple plays over in practice, saying, hey, you know what, that doesn't happen. And guys really taking it on from the peer pressure standpoint.
Do you think, if anything, they might try to pick up the pace offensively with the change of coordinators this week?
You know, they could. I mean, you never know how teams are going to attack you, but, you know, sometimes where, you know, teams do well, they're going to try to pick up where they left off, and we just have to be ready for it.
When the team acquired Vernon Davis, what was your reaction?
I'm glad I didn't have to go against him. I'll play against him again, but he's one of those type of deep threat type guys. He's a blocking tight end. He can block, and he's very quick, so he's one of those type threats to where if you put him on the linebacker, somebody has to stick him, especially now you still got Owen Daniels, you got Virgil, all those type guys and big, you know, playmakers on our team. Now that's one more threat that's added for the offense.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.